This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Reality TV can be more than the Kardashians or the Real Housewives of wherever. Reality TV can be used to shed light, to increase understanding. My next guest is behind a reality show that's doing that. It's called Street Cred, and it recently won funding to shoot a pilot in a national competition called Pitch Black. Street Cred could wind up putting some Detroit high schoolers into the national PBS spotlight. Sultan Sharif's one of the creators of Street Cred, and he's with us right now. Good to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
So this show, Street Cred, certainly impressed a pretty significant and important panel of judges from PBS and other broadcast groups. That had to absolutely be an affirmation that you're on the right path with this story idea.
Yeah, it was really exciting. We were in a six-week incubator that the National Black Programming Consortium put on, and so the end of it was a pitch to like a room full of TV networks, foundations, a lot of folks. So the pressure was on, but we came out in the end.
So pitch me. What's Street Cred? Give me your pitch.
Street Cred is a new reality show that showcases the talent and potential of Detroit high school students. 12 students will be selected to compete in a program where they learn entertainment producing skills. And then each week they get a different challenge where they utilize those skills after they've gone through a curriculum. They learn how to pitch. They learn how to do fundraising, how to do location scouting, produce a radio segment, produce a TV segment, and engage the community in the process of making a film.
You've obviously practiced that pitch. Well, it impressed them. What did you win? What did you win, Sultan?
So we actually won funding for our TV pilots, which is a really big deal in the industry. It can take years to get a pilot put together. And so this program was started because PBS is looking at new ways to engage audiences with shows like Downton Abbey and things being really mm-hmm. successful. They were looking for new content, and they haven't really done reality in a while. So we were kind of surprised that we got accepted into the program. But now we can make that show, and then we're going to actually make a little web series to go along with the show.
So who will the kids be? How will they be chosen?
We're going to do actually a really wide casting process all over the city of Detroit. So we'll be looking at every high school, after school programs, youth programs, alternative schools to really find kids who have personality, but who also have a drive to explore a career in entertainment.
So the career in entertainment could be filmmaking, television production, writing, whatever it is. And how are you going to assemble the opportunities for them?
The program is actually based off of a youth program that I started 10 years ago with Professor Terry Sears here at the University of Michigan. And what we do is we partner high school students from Metro Detroit, and then they actually get to intern on a feature film that's in development. So a lot of the challenges are actually structured around sort of supporting the development of a film that's in the works. So the kids get to interview celebrities, they get to go on set, they get to do location scouting, different things like that that are actually contributing to a real film. It's really about engaging community and sort of changing the model of how content gets created so that more people can actually be represented in that content.
People who might not historically perhaps have not been.
Exactly. And really empowering the students to, because whether you're producing radio, whether you're producing TV, it's really about taking your innate abilities and being able to translate those into a business context. And I grew up in Inkster, and there were so many kids that I grew up with who were really smart and really talented, but they just didn't have a way to sort of showcase that. There was no avenue mm-hmm. for that. And so a lot of people end up going sort of wayward ways, or they fall up and you go get caught up into the system. Once I got to University of Michigan, I really wanted to find a way to sort of show young people, you have talent, you have skills, you have, you know, you're smart and you're creative. There is a way for you to apply that into the real world.
And this program, the Student Effects Project that they have created, so it's a partnership among Detroit artists, students from the University of Michigan, and Metro Detroit High Schools. So mm-hmm. what are you hearing from these kids? What stories and what are their voices?
It's been an amazing process over the last 10 years. We've had students who've gone on to become filmmakers, and there's three of them at the University of Michigan right now from different cohorts over the years. A lot of them have gone into education, which is really interesting. They start out as film majors and then somehow turn into teachers. So there's two of them from two separate programs who are in master's programs at the University of Michigan right now in the School of Education. And a lot of them, they really see their own potential, but they also want to, you know, let their voice be heard. And I think that's something that we really stress with our program is everyone has something to say and everyone deserves to be heard. So if there's not space for you at a table, then find a way to make space for you at that table.
So this is what you want these kids who are part of Street Cred to get out of it. What do you hope audiences who will watch what you're ultimately going to produce as a pilot, and you certainly have hopes of doing a 13-episode series, mm-hmm. what do you want your audiences to get out of it?
Really just to better understand what a lot of young people go through. Some of the students we work with, you know, it can be rough growing up. A lot of them come from single-family homes, lower-income homes. So even in the morning, they might deal with more than an average adult deals with in a week, you know, but then they got to suck it up and then go to school, and then they're expected to get good grades and do all these other things. And no one ever really explains what it looks like when you try to balance that. This program is really geared to show the world, you know, with all the sort of Black Lives Matter stuff that's going on and students getting arrested, like that stuff is coming from a place and it's coming from struggles that people are going through that I feel like most of the public doesn't really understand. So this is an opportunity for people to see these young students not only in these situations, but see what it takes for them to rise above these situations and to see that they can come out in the end. And I think it'll hopefully promote understanding, promote cooperation, and promote greater opportunities for even other students around the country.
What kind of timetable are you working on? When might we see the pilot?
We're hoping to have everything done between casting, shooting, everything by next summer. So it'll probably be something coming out either next summer or next fall. But we're actually going to be doing a lot around Michigan because it's really about engaging community and actually approaching media creation in a different way. And so hopefully people will hear from us soon about crowdfunding campaign that we're doing and different partners that we're looking for to engage community around Metro Detroit.
Got a website?
Right now everyone can reach us on Facebook. If you just go on Facebook and search Street Cred Detroit, you will find us.
Sultan Sharif's reality show called Street Cred recently won money for pilot development from the National Black Programming Consortium's Pitch Black competition, and we should be looking for all of that to pull together. And your plan is that it'll be on a PBS station that you'll be able to share the message of these kids and their lives with the whole nation.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with the project.
Thank you.
Support for arts and culture coverage on Stateside comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs and the National Endowment for the Arts.